This is the Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. John, the 17th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus prayed, I ask not only on behalf of these, but also on behalf of those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one. As you, Father, are in me, and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory that you have given me, I have given them, so that they may be one as we are one. I in them, and you in me, that they may become completely one, so that the world may know that you have sent me, and have loved them even as you have loved me. Father, I desire that those also whom you have given me may be where I am to see my glory, which you have given me because you loved me before the foundation of the world. Righteous Father, the world does not know you, but I know you, and these know that you have sent me. I made your name known to them, and I will make it known, so that the love with which you have loved me may be in them, and I in them. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. The weary world is a mess in 1967, as the U.S. economy moves towards recession. Popular actor Ronald Reagan is sworn in as governor of California, as over in my home state of Georgia, controversial segregationist leader Lester Maddox takes the same gubernatorial office. Around the time of these inaugurations, Operation Deckhouse 5 commences in the Mekong Delta. 11 days after Operation Deckhouse 5 commences, Apollo 1 explodes on the launch pad just a short drive north of here, killing astronauts Gus Grissom, Ed White, and Roger Chaffee. And although recorded 3 years earlier by the Kingston Trio, here in 1967, the Young Bloods release Get Together, which eventually lands at number 5 on the U.S. billboards, hitting that space in 69. In a weary world, every bit the mess that ours is today, the Young Bloods sing a chorus that tells us, come on, people now, smile on your brother, everybody get together, try to love one another right now. I said, come on, people now, smile on your brother, everybody get together, try to love one another right now. Right now. Right now. To our weary, messy world, the Young Bloods issue a glimmer of hope and reprieve. And ironically, or perhaps not so, given the economy of the Almighty, it's the same glimmer of hope and reprieve that Jesus offers some 20 centuries before, that we may be one. Now there's a concept, that we may all be one. What does that look like? What does it even mean? In a world already weary from division, war, plague, already wearied by debates about monkeypox, masks, vaccines, and baby formula shortages, how may we be one? We're already pushed beyond frustration, impatience, and anger, which is to say now we're even more than before easily lured into drawing boundary lines, especially those which highlight differences and divisions. And we can and do create these divisions, even though it's the complete opposite of what Jesus prays for us. Jesus does not pray for us to go along to get along, nor that we play nicey-nice, nor that we just put up with each other. Jesus does not pray that we ameliorate, deny, ignore, or downplay our differences either. What Jesus prays for us is oneness. Jesus prays for a oneness identical to the oneness that Jesus shares with God the Father. It is this oneness that shows God's continued presence in this world. Oneness in the followers of Jesus amidst, rather than despite, our differences is the sacramental presence of Jesus, risen, alive, well, and creating unity in this disunited world. Nowhere does Jesus say that we abandon our distinctiveness, nor that we forsake our individuality. Jesus never stops being Jesus, and God the Father never stops being God the Father on account of their oneness. Because oneness is about relationship. It's not about uniformity, not exactness, not precision. Jesus and God the Father are one on account of love. Jesus and God the Father love, and they give themselves to each other in love. Oneness, this loving oneness from God, is a quality of life because it's actually the life of God. In praying for us, Jesus envisions us being and living like God. Oneness is first and foremost about being and living a life of love. Love is the only thing that ever overcomes division and enlivens this weary world. Jesus has told us this in sundry and various ways. Love God, then love your neighbor. Love God, then love your enemy. Love God, then love yourself. Our love for each of these reveals the degree of our oneness. And the measure of our oneness is love. In love, differences abound, yet divisions die on the proverbial vine. In the loving oneness of God, all are loved fully. In the loving oneness of God, all divisions are erased fully. God the Father is not the creator of divisions between Jesus and us. The cause of those divisions, well, to figure out the source of those, we need do nothing more than look into our own mirrors. God the Father loves Jesus, yet it is oh so very wrong of us to think that God the Father loves Jesus more than God the Father loves the rest of us. God the Father loves you, and loves you with the same love as God the Father loves Jesus. God the Father loves your enemy just the same as God the Father loves Jesus. God the Father loves your neighbor just the same as God the Father loves Jesus. Since this is how the triune God loves, how can we do less and then claim the title follower of Jesus? Why don't we go ahead and admit that our world is weary, and so are we, because we have already invested way too much time, energy, and money highlighting our differences and pointing out our divisions. And what do we have to show for it? A very weary world. A world that erroneously tries to establish oneness through divisions that ultimately will breed violence and birth a need to aggressively defend whatever position we believe to favor us most. Where is the oneness of Jesus, the prayed for oneness, in any of that? Come on, people now. Smile on your brother, your sister, your sibling. Everybody get together. Try to love one another right now. Right now, right now. It's all about oneness through love. And since it's the prayer that Jesus prays for us, for the sake of this weary world that God loves so very much, we'd ought to live into it, shouldn't we? Amen.